All right, this is the regular meeting of the NFC, the Pacifica National Finance Committee. I just got done traveling, is today the 5th or the 6th?
8th.
I'm way off. I'm so tired. Okay, so this is October 8th, 2019, and we have a quorum present. So if the secretary could take the roll, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Sharon Adams.
Here.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Here.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Mansoor Sabah. James Sagerton. Nancy Sorden. Tamara Swiderski. Well, that is 7.
All right. So, first of all, just to get a few house cleaning details out of the way, I wanted to mention that both Tamara and John Verniel were invited to attend tonight, and the IED, and John declined. I believe Tamara is out of the contiguous United States right now. And she's not returning until the 10th, so she's not present either. I would like to have heard from her tonight because there's a couple of financial reports that have come out, preliminary in one case and the cash flow summary in the other case. There's a lot of questions to be asked and answered about those statements, and I would prefer to have her here for it. But because I don't actually have the details of those analyses in front of me. In other words, I don't have the spreadsheet that I can use to actually dig down and say, if you came and asked me what a specific expense item was, I wouldn't be able to tell you. So we can only really talk in general terms based on the statements that we already have, which are compilation statements. And I'm perfectly happy to talk about them, especially situations that have developed this week, I won't be able to provide the details until I actually have the opportunity to review the complete spreadsheets, which I'm hoping to get from Tamara, but I do not have presently. So, having gotten that little bit of information out of the way, we have an agenda that I sent out. It only contains 6 items, I think, and the roll was the first one, and did I put approval of minutes on there, R. Paul? I don't have it in front of me. I still haven't pulled up my computer yet. Okay. So, that can't be ahead of the agenda. The agenda has to be first. Were there any changes to the agenda that anyone would like to make?
Well, since there's no motion on the floor, I guess we're putting it together right now.
Okay.
One of the changes is,
Mansoor is here. Hi, Mansoor. Mansoor is present. Go ahead, R. Paul.
One of the issues. Okay, for minutes approval, it's just minutes approval, 5 minutes, all right? Because it's, we don't have to. There's only one set of minutes. Also, convene meeting, it should be 8:30 p.m. Eastern, not 5:30 p.m. Eastern.
Oh,
and if somebody would make a we need somebody to make a motion to adopt an agenda before we can do anything else with it.
Right. Okay. Can the chair make the motion?
Mansoor makes the motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. Thank you, Mansoor. Are there any objections to approving the agenda with the changes that R. Paul mentioned?
All right. I'd like an amendment.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. We need to We need to talk about a few things, and one of the things we really need to talk about is what's going on. It's, you know, it's sort of the biggest thing going on in Pacifica right now, I would say. And I think we need to add an agenda item, which would be illegal actions taken by some people in shutting down WBAI. And I think we should probably put that right after minutes approval.
Okay.
And schedule that for, at least half an hour.
Okay. Arpal, I'm amenable to the idea as long as you feel, as long as the members of this committee feel that it's within the purview of the committee to discuss, you know, especially on an open stream, issues of this nature. Like I say, I don't have any particular issue with it myself, other than the fact that it seems more like an item for either closed session or for the national board to discuss if we could ever get them to meet to discuss anything. So I'm not sure that it really fits in with the scope of what we're doing. But you know, please make a case for it if you feel otherwise.
Well,
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Mansoor. Okay, I'm just gonna. We'll just go around the table on this. Okay,
sure.
Go ahead, Arpal. Though you're first.
Yeah, it says illegal actions, and so no executive session is necessary because that's called conspiracy. If you want to discuss illegal actions in private, that's interesting.
Allow me to address that, please. The reason that I'm suggesting that is because my understanding is that executive sessions are precisely for legal issues, and so I have no love of conspiracy whatsoever, Art Paul. I'm just trying to understand, you know, the necessity for any executive session if it's not to discuss legal issues. And if we're not going to discuss legal issues for, quote, an illegal action, what are we discussing?
Well,
so
my point is
ahead.
That an executive session is void if it's discussing illegal actions. So
I object to calling it illegal action.
Okay, no, don't. Please don't interrupt our poll.
I mean,
go ahead,
point Arpal, out that there is a temporary restraining order, an injunction against the shutting down of WBAI right now, and that injunction is being violated because certain people from Pacifica have stolen some equipment necessary for WBAI to get on the air, and they are not throwing the switch at Four Times Square to get the station on the air. So there are people in Pacifica right now who are in violation of a court order. And so I think that's illegal. And also trashing the station wasn't exactly legal. I think that even if you own something, especially when you're in a public trust like Pacifica,
objection.
You don't get to destroy
the
equipment.
You're stating opinions.
Okay.
No, I'm stating facts. WBAI has been vandalized by the people who took over on Monday. Things were stolen, and equipment was dismantled. And so, hey, these things are illegal, it's in violation, and I think we need to discuss it.
All right, Arpal. Thank you. Sharon, were you next on the stack, or was it Mansoor?
I think Mansoor was next.
No, go ahead. It's fine. You can go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I guess my thought is
Sharon,
that this
before,
has...
Hold on a second. Before you get started, if you could contain your comments to, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, that would be appreciated.
I'm happy to do that, and I'm happy to time other people as well, because, you know, I believe in timing. So,
okay.
I've never been a strong advocate
for it on this committee because we've all spoken to each other in a civil way, and I think the decorum has been great in this committee, and I'd like to maintain that.
I'm just asking everybody to do it voluntarily.
Okay.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
And so if I do it voluntarily, then I would just request that other people also do it voluntarily.
I would appreciate that, yes.
Okay. What I would just like to say is I don't think that the NFC, the National Finance Committee, has any reason to discuss this highly contentious issue. It's playing itself out in the court. That's where it's going to play out. No matter, we could take a million votes here, and it wouldn't matter what we voted. So rather than engaging in the typical Pacifica behavior of screaming at each other and yelling and getting all angry, let's just look at the financial documents and actually do our job. That's why we're here, to discuss finances. The what is happening at WBAI is, of course, related to finances, and that aspect I would like to discuss. But as far as the legal actions and actions and other actions that have been taken, that is not something that we have any say over in any way. Therefore, it's irrelevant and a waste of time for us to be discussing it. And that's what so many in Pacifica love to do, is just waste time and argue with each other while the foundation falls apart. So I just would very strongly suggest that we stick to the numbers and stick to what is happening.
Okay.
Nancy.
Who's objecting? Hi, Nancy. Go ahead, Mansoor.
All right, thank you. I want to concur with what Sharon just said. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but not to their fact. And I think we should get to the business of the finance as well, even though it's not outside of what Pacifica does. Yes, things influence one another, and I really take heed of hyperbole and the language of stolen and hijacked and theft, this and that. These are personal opinions. The facts are the executive director, interim executive director, had made some decisions to take care of the financial aspect of the foundation and prevent it from hemorrhaging further. And I'll be happy, just like what Sharon said, to continue the conversation about finance and what's going on all over the foundation. But to come and say that, you know, I am better than what the court system's going to decide, this and that, this is really hyperbole. And I'm willing to listen, but I'm not going to participate in that conversation. And if it's going to go too long, I would drop off of this meeting, because that's not the purview of this meeting. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, there was somebody else who was on the stack.
Fred.
Nancy.
Fred, and Bill. Fred, it was Fred. Fred first. Okay. And Fred, Nancy, and Bill. Bill, I think you might have been first. Fred, Bill, and Nancy. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Well, my feeling is that this does directly affect the Finance Committee, because the actions taken will have very bad financial effects very shortly. First of all, there was a process was not followed that is that needs to be followed in these types of situations of reducing expenses. We are under legal obligation of labor contracts that we need to negotiate with unions. This was not done at KPFK in 2015, and it led to us being fined, I believe, something over $100,000. The process was not followed properly. The fact that the station wasn't fund drive, it may not have been raising the kind of money that we think that we need to raise, but it was bringing in money at this point in time, and evidently that has been shut down by this whole process. So I think there's been a lot of violations of due process and legal issues here that I'm definitely very upset about. And I do support our Promar in this area. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bill, go ahead.
Well, I think it would be good to discuss the financial aspects of that. And like Sharon was talking about in Mansoor, that's what this committee deals with anyway. And the financial reasons are the real underlying reasons anyway. And I think people need to know about that.
Okay. I hear that, and I'm in agreement with that. Who is our next person on the stack? Nancy. Nancy, please.
Yeah, I would like to talk about the finances.
going forward, exactly where are we exactly? You know, I mean, as I can understand it, I know how I do my finances, and I know when I don't have money, I can't do certain things. So I want to know what we know about what we've got coming in, and you know how soon something. You know why? You know why we felt this was this really warranted? I want to hear that. Is Tamara on the call? Was there anything else that could have been done? And if you see there's an email from Eileen Rosen. She asked some questions that I would like us to deal with. And I would appreciate that if people would not assume the motives of other people. That's that really is not helpful when people say all people want to do is blah blah blah, you know, I don't think that's true. That's not all they want to do, and that's not their motivation. People are trying to understand, and if the people didn't understand, that was because they didn't understand, because it wasn't made clear. And I would like it to be made clear tonight.
Sure. To bring you up to speed, Tamara isn't available for this call tonight, unfortunately. She's out of, she's not in the contiguous United States for the next 3 days, I believe. She's back on the 10th. And so she wasn't able to attend this. John Verniel I requested his presence tonight, and he was also not available. So I'm afraid we're unfortunately on our own. I have no problem folding this particular discussion. If we want to just focus on BAI tonight and the finances associated with BAI and, you know, what the impact of the recent lockout is, and how that's likely to affect the organization, I think that is completely within the scope of what we do, of this committee, and I'd be happy to do that to the extent. Who's there?
That was Nancy. I just wanted to clarify what I said.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Well, I just wanted to clarify that I wanted. What I wanted to find out was the finances, and I didn't mean just for BAI. I meant for
the whole organization.
Okay,
more general? More general? Sure.
Yeah,
we can do that. We can do that too. We can do that too. Okay. So, Arpal, let me ask you this. Do you want to have a separate discussion on the finances of BAI, or would you be content with having it as part of a general discussion of the finances of Pacifica and how BAI impacts that?
Well, what I think, I made a specific motion, I had a specific word.
I know you did. I know you did. I'm just asking you if you're willing to amend it or whether you really want that.
I'm sure that if we have a general discussion, BAI will come up, but I think that there is something extraordinary happening here, and somebody mentioned typical Pacifica. Yeah, typical Pacifica. I remember KPFA getting shut down. And that turned into a big thing to step in for the people who did it too. We also, I don't know, maybe people think that nobody's noticing any of this, but there are illegal things being done, and we have licenses to protect. And doing illegal things starts getting you toward where you could have licensing problems. So I think that's a financial issue. I think the illegal aspect of this is very important because, geez, we got to discuss something like that. It's the elephant in the room. So, yeah, I made a motion, and I want to stick to that. If we don't pass it and we just talk about other things, well, I'm sure a lot of this will come up in any event.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just be clear about where I stand on this. Just, you know, First of all, I don't really have any training in legal matters, and so I would be forced into a position of merely having to accept whatever you had to say or having to research it independently. But I really, you know, I feel as if I'm not on the kind of footing I need to be to have the discussion that you're suggesting that we should have. So I can appreciate that you want to have it, and I also appreciate that it needs to be had. Okay. Don't get me wrong about either of those things. I just have no expertise or knowledge on addressing those issues. And so I'm not sure where that discussion could lead productively in this setting. Furthermore, I will add this, is that although I've been pretty much offline all of today because I've been traveling, I briefly read through the emails. It seems like there's quite a good deal of discussion about this issue that's going on right now. I don't know if it's going on in the stations or not, but it's certainly going on, within members of the board and people outside of the board as well, about the legality of this situation. And once again, I have nothing to say about it because I don't know it. I have no experience or knowledge about it. So, and I haven't been keeping up with it because I've been traveling. So,
I'm sure it would like to be on staff.
Yeah, I got it. I got
and
an
Bill.
Answer. Yeah, go ahead. I heard both of you. So yes, go ahead. Answer.
James is here.
Hey, James. Thanks for making it. Appreciate it.
Okay. So I do want to challenge our Paul's language that he uses. When you talk about legal, illegal, that means you either know the law, you're a lawyer, you're an attorney. And I'm with Chris. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a attorney. I haven't studied the law. But I think to come and say illegal stuff has happened, you don't know that as a fact. And I'm okay if you want to use it, as long as you say it is my opinion. Okay? It is your opinion, and you're entitled to it, to say that something blah, blah, blah has happened. But to come and outright to say it, while you're not an attorney, you don't have all the facts, you weren't there, you don't know what has happened, you have heard it just like the rest of us has heard it secondhand or third hand or fourth hand, then I really want you to be considerate for the rest of us to use proper language so we can be done with all this back and forth. And please say that you're not a lawyer and it's in your opinion that this thing has happened, however you want to word it. I appreciate it if you say it that way, so our listeners who are listening online understand where you're coming from.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Arpal. So, Bill, go ahead.
I have a substitute for Arpal's amendment for the agenda.
Okay.
Is that
okay.
The discussion be on financial issues leading to layoffs at WBAI. And the motivation is, again, this committee dealing with finances.
Order,
I think
Nancy.
It'll help us focus.
Second, are we discussing the agenda?
Yes, yes.
It's not appropriate to substitute at this time. That you do that when you get to that item on the agenda. It's not appropriate to make a substitution while you're approving the agenda.
Could I clarify?
That's true.
Actually, I think he's amending an amendment.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, none of that is appropriate during agenda approval. All you just put this discussion of this motion on the agenda, yes or no. And then when all this discussion that you're having is when you get to that on the agenda.
Boy, I wish I had a parliamentarian here to answer this, but because I'm not familiar enough with
can I clarify?
The rules too. Okay. Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Well, before you came on the call, Nancy, our Paul had made a motion to add an item to the agenda. That was the amendment. And so my substitute is to his amendment. So it's to clarify that what we'd be discussing is the financial aspect of what he mentioned. So it's adding an item to the agenda.
Okay. Adding a different item to the agenda. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't on the agenda. So who was next on? There was one more person. Our Paul was.
I don't have the
I was next.
Excuse me. excuse me.
I'm sorry. That was the point. That point of order was on Bill's thing. I was next on, after Bill on the stack.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy.
What? I don't have a. I don't have Bill's. I don't have the full wording of Bill's thing. Could he restate it, please?
That the discussion that you're referring to, or the discussion be on financial issues leading to layoffs at WBAI. You want me to email it to you?
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, what was that? What was that? I was just going to suggest that we not discuss the legal stuff. This is a finance committee meeting, and why do we have to? Why is it appropriate for us to discuss whether or not what's going on is legal? I think we need to discuss the finances.
I agree with that. So, is that your only comment?
Yeah.
Okay, Harpal.
Yeah. One of the things we have to, again, I'm pointing out that we do have to operate legally. It's a, you know, Pacifica is incorporated, and it's operating in multiple states and the District of Columbia. And to and in terms of my being a lawyer, no, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if anybody here is a lawyer, but I do know how to read. And I can read the temporary restraining order from the judge. And I even can go up onto the New York State court system and look at it. And so I can read it. And if people are unfamiliar with it, I can read it out to the entire committee here if you want. I don't know if that's necessary. I should think people would already have seen that stuff. But... you know, there's an order that says an order to show cause and stay, and it basically says stop doing this, and people are still doing it, and BAI is off the air because a critical piece of equipment has been removed, and you know, so I think we should discuss the illegality of what's going on here. I mean, the illegality being the fact that people are not complying with a court order. And, you know, seems serious to me.
Well, it is serious, yes. I agree
Sharon
with that.
For the stack.
I just, once again, I don't have any expertise on this, and I don't think anybody in this committee does. As far as that action impacts the finances of Pacifica, I think it's utterly appropriate to discuss that in the meeting. I just have no... And no, I have not read the court order because, like I say, I've been traveling. I haven't even read the agenda that I sent out this morning as I was getting ready to leave. So anyway, I'm sorry. What was that, Sharon, that was on the stack?
So I am a lawyer. And, you know, it is not appropriate to call things illegal when it's still being decided. So I just want to affirm what Mansoor was saying about that. It's an opinion to say that it's illegal at this point. But I also wanted to point out that it's called a TRO and it has the word temporary in it, temporary restraining order, because it's so to the extent, and why it says it's an order to show cause is because in a couple of weeks you have to go back and prove the case. So it's very much of a temporary thing. And to be calling something illegal or final, like there's some final decision, is just it's so far away. And I just want to say again that it's like we could all even vote, as I'm sure our Paul would like, that it was an illegal action, which I don't believe it was, but let's just say that. And it would have no effect in the real world. That's what I'm talking about. I would like to just talk about the finances because that's our job. It might be helpful for people who are listening to understand the finances rather than hearing us talk about legal matters when whatever we say has no outcome and no change. Nothing will happen in the real world no matter how much we talk about it here.
Can I, I'd like to take a moment, a point of personal privilege from the chair for a second here. Does anybody on this committee have any idea where this matter could be, I mean, who is there another committee or body that would be more appropriate to speak to this matter? Or should this just be a matter that's dealt with by our council? I mean, I honestly don't know the answer to that question. So I'm just throwing that out there. And if anybody has an answer for me, because I would say that the PND,
it's a national board issue.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one response. Is there anybody else?
Request for information?
It's not only,
go ahead.
Not only it's a PNB issue.
Sorry, I recognize our Paul.
I heard you answer.
Thank you.
I have a request for information here.
Go ahead.
Is somebody saying that since you say send it to the PNB, has the PNB approved this action? I don't think they did.
No.
Okay, well, there we go. So apparently the PNB is not exactly covering it right now.
Yeah.
Well, they will
PNB
be.
PNB hasn't been able to convene.
James, to the stack.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I want to say that this is relevant to virtually every committee we've got. Call it programming because WBI's programming has been removed from the air and replaced with some powder puff fluff. And it's financial because we have had our records stolen, our lists, our computers removed so that we're unable to raise funds. We've got programming on our air directing New York fundraising from New York listeners to California numbers for KPFA's fundraising purposes. We've got this applies to every committee we've got.
Okay, thanks, James. So I'm cognizant of the fact that it impacts every aspect of the organization. My question was, you know, just about this specific aspect of it, namely the legality or illegality of this action, is that I don't think it's appropriate for this committee to discuss that. And I'm wondering if there is another committee or whether that should discuss it or whether it should just be discussed by the PMB or whether it shouldn't even be discussed by the PMB and it should be referred to outside counsel. I honestly don't know the answer to that question. And that's the question I was asking.
Nancy, to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Mansoor, to a stack as well.
I would think the only thing that we could, you know, I mean, it's appropriate is the cost of the legal, of handling the legal, you know, what are the costs involved in defending defending this, overall, and that seems like a legitimate point to understand for this committee. But
as far as the legality of it.
No, that's not
okay. Who then? Who then, Nancy? Who, in your opinion, who would be the appropriate body?
We'd have to hear about it on the PNB level.
That's what I agree. I agree.
We have
to
hear it from our council.
Yeah. Okay. So I think what I'd like to do, unless anybody would like to motivate or speak against the amendment to the amendment, we should probably just give it a vote and then vote on the amendment itself, I guess. Or is that how that, well, it's a substitute. How does this work? I'm sorry. This is just, this is something that hasn't happened on the NFC before. So what's the sequence of events here? Paul, can you help me?
There's an amendment to the amendment, and that's the first thing we vote on.
Okay. So if that passes, then what happens? Is that becomes the amendment? Is that how that works?
If it passes, it becomes the amendment, and then we vote on the amendment.
Okay. And if the amendment itself fails, then it fails, and if it passes, then it goes into the agenda. Correct?
Right.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I have a request for information. I'm trying to find R. Paul's motion. Am I not on the Finance Committee listserv or something? I don't see it.
I'm not sure that R. Paul sent it out. It might have just been done verbally.
I just made it here.
Okay.
He just
could
made
you
it,
read
he
it
just
again,
made it on.
R. Paul? I think I missed it.
Okay, let me scroll up to that. And
Arpal, I appreciate how diligent and detail oriented you are. By the way, this stuff I would be lost without you. So thank you for that.
The motion is to add to the agenda illegal actions taken by some people in shutting down WBAI, and to place that item after the minutes approval and have it be for 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And Bill's amendment again, one more time.
Bill's amendment would change that to the discussion be on financial issues leading to layoffs at WBAI.
Okay. All right.
Chair Mansour would like to have a point of privilege, I think, or point of procedure or clarification.
Go ahead, Mansour.
Okay.
I'm slightly confused myself. Go ahead.
In Arpal's motion, he mentioned some people. That could be anybody. I think that's not in a court of law. If there was a court of law, it would not have any standing. Some people. What does it mean? You cannot bring a lawsuit against some people. You have to mention, I am bringing charges against Mansour for running into my car while my car was parked, right? That's a specific thing. And I think Arpal needs to modify his motion and not leave it vague as some people, but he has to mention names. And that's what the clarification needs to happen, to my opinion. And thank you very much for raising the legal issue. Thanks.
Okay, I think I'm happy leaving the language as it is. I won't bother elucidating that, but I think we're getting too far off in the weeds, and I'd rather just take a vote on Bill's amendment and then move on to the amendment to the agenda, if that's all right with everyone here. If you could please read the roll, Arpal, and let's take a vote on Bill's amendment.
Okay, the amendment to the amendment is to make it that the discussion be on financial issues leading to layoffs at WBAI. Sharon Adams?
Yes.
Nick Arena?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
No.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? No. Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
No.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Tamara Swiderski, who isn't here. Okay. I got everybody. It's 7-4, 3 against.
All right. So the amendment passes. Now we're the amendment to the amendment passes. So we're now to the original amendment.
Chair, no. I'm sorry, Mansour, to be recognized.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
the amendment to amendment passes, and therefore the amendment to the amendment is not the item on the agenda.
Not really.
No.
Hold on. I'd rather appeal to Arpal in this situation because I realize he was the one who offered the original amendment, but he's also more familiar with procedure than I am, unfortunately.
I understand. I think whenever we have meetings and somebody proposes an amendment to a motion and somebody else proposes an amendment to the amendment, if the second amendment passes, therefore the first one, it's nulled. But the parliamentarians or people who are know Robert Rules can verify this. Okay, thank you.
Right. Yeah, and I don't have my copy of Robert's Rules available to me. I left it back at my home, so I can't look this up.
Well,
okay.
but this is a common thing, and so what happens
is... that's fine.
I'm
asking you, Arpa.
The amendment has been amended. The original motion was to add to the agenda illegal actions, et cetera, and after minutes approval, and have it be for 30 minutes. So the amendment changes that to, as I paste it in here, the amendment now becomes to add to the agenda discussion on financial issues leading to layoffs at WBAI after a minute's approval and for 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that's I think that answers all questions. So that's
and
what we're voting
that's
on.
What I said.
Yes, and I didn't know, Mansoor. That's why I was deferring to our poll in this situation. Thank
you. Point of personal privilege, Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I have a report that we're not on the stream. Good. I was wondering if somebody could check.
Bill, I'm monitoring the stream. The stream is fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. So let's take a vote on the amendment then. The amendment as amended.
agenda as amended.
Agenda as amended. No, it's an amendment to the agenda, and then we have to pass the agenda itself. I'm sorry. I believe that's how we have to do it. Am I correct?
I think that's right.
Okay. So we're back to the amendment now. The original amendment as amended.
Okay.
So our Paul read it, so it's just taking the roll now. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay, answer up when you hear your name. The amendment is to add to the agenda discussion on financial issues leading to layoffs at WBAI after minutes approval and for 30 minutes. Sharon Adams.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Mansoor Sabah.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
I should have just asked if there was any objection, I suppose.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Tamara Swiderski is not here. 10-4, 0 against.
All right, I would say that's unanimous. Paul, can you read the amended agenda, please? I don't have my copy in front of me, as I stated earlier.
Okay, give me a second here to get over to that. Okay, so... have to shuffle through two different things here after minutes. All right. The way I have it is convene meeting 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Roll call. 3, approve agenda. 4, minutes approval, 5 minutes. 5, discussion on financial issues leading to layoffs at WBAI, 30 minutes. 6, discussion of financial statements and company metrics, 60 minutes. 7, new business. 8, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so I would like to make one other suggested change. Because of the addition of the 30 minutes time, we either have to delete 30 minutes from the discussion of the financial issues of the foundation, or we need to add time to the meeting. I don't actually have a preference on this, although I suspect that people are pretty, energetically interested in discussing this stuff. So what I would like to see happen is I would like to see the meeting extended Is 10:45 too late for the East Coast people? Would there be an objection to that idea?
That's okay for me.
I could live with it.
Okay.
No objection.
So, okay, great. So let's change the time certain for the meeting to 10:45 from 10:15.
Are there I have a question about the agendas. Are there financial statements? Which financial statements are referring to for the discussion of financial?
Right. So there's two. There was a cash flow summary that was given out about 2 weeks ago, I believe, that came directly from Tamara Swiderski. And then there was my report, which contained a spreadsheet of profit and loss. That came directly from me. And that was about a week ago, I think, or maybe a little bit less than that at this juncture. I'm losing track of time right now. It's all blur. But I think it was actually late last week, so it's not been quite a week. But so those are the two statements that we're referring to.
Okay, and the profit and loss statement from you was generated by
It was actually generated for me. It was generated for me by the ICFO, correct.
Okay.
And it was generated on the basis of audits, either completed or in progress. Of audits, either completed or in progress.
Okay.
Yeah, audits. Yes. Okay. Does that answer all questions? Sure. Can we vote? Actually, is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Wait a minute. You didn't. Ask if there's objection.
Do I need to move it? Do I need to move that?
To make it 10:35? Yeah, I mean, make that
10:45.
I have that as an amendment, so see if there's any objection to that, okay?
Okay, is there any objection to extending the meeting until 10:45? I think I already asked that.
35.
I'm not sure. 45, I thought.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me go
10:45.
Back and change that. So the thing then is to make it 10:45.
Correct, to give us an extra half hour. Yes.
Here,
is there any objection?
Personal privilege?
Hold on a second, Mansoor. Is there any objection to that, to extending to 10:45? Okay, I'm not hearing any, Arpal. So go ahead, Mansoor. Make it quick,
sorry,
I really want to get the agenda approved.
Yes, yes. I just want you to know that I'm involved with KPFK's fund drive, and I most probably would be leaving in about 15, 20 minutes from now. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for as much as you can participate. I appreciate it. All right. I would like to move that we. I would like to move the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none. What is our first item up, Marple?
The next thing is minutes approval.
Minutes approval. Is that for the 14th or something? I can't. What was the date on that one?
That is
10th. It was the
September
10th.
10th.
It was the 10th. That's the one. It was the 10th. So, all right. So would someone like to move that?
Sharon for this deck. I'll make a motion, but I had a correction which I sent to Arpal, so that's why I was trying to see if
okay.
you got that correction.
Sure. Go ahead.
I sent it via email that that's what I'm trying to find. Yeah, I had said that that KPFA LSB had voted on the KPFA budget priorities, and the priorities had been forwarded to the ICFO and the NFC.
Okay.
And that was what happened.
Okay.
Where is this in the minutes?
I thought that was the September 9th. Okay, I don't know. I thought you had...
September 10th is the minutes.
I mean, September 10th. Now I just lost where I had them. Was it not in those? I thought that was what I was looking at.
I don't know exactly what's being referred to.
Okay, well, which is the email that has the minutes, and then maybe I can look, because I sent you an email earlier, like just before our meeting, so that's what I was talking about.
That hit on...
Excuse me, I have a bit of a cough. I'm going to grab a glass of water if you guys can sort this out amongst yourselves. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
That hit
okay.
on...
You're talking about the September 10th minutes.
Yeah, it was sent out on September 22nd. I sent it to the committee.
Right. Okay. So looking on the second page at the top.
to, yeah.
I would like that to read what actually happened, which is that, what I put in my email, the KPFA LSD, so it should read, the KPFA director said that.
Is this on division updates on budgetary priorities?
Yes.
And when did you send this email?
4:30, 5 o'clock today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me see if I even see that yet.
All right, thanks for indulging me. Did you guys sort that out?
Almost, I guess.
We're
okay.
Looking for an email from earlier today. Okay, I see an email.
Mm-hmm. So rather than what it reads at the top there, it should say, the KPFA director said that the KPFA LSB had voted on the KPFA budget priorities, and the priorities had been forwarded to the ICFO and to the NFC.
So
that's what I did.
That's different from the KPFA director?
Said their budget priorities have already been forwarded to the KPFA LSB. No, the KPFA LSB voted, and that's what we were doing.
Okay, what I'm quoting there is the director, not you. Says the KPFA director said that their budgetary priorities have already been forwarded to the KPFA LSB.
Who's the KPFA director?
Chris. Want to add your statement after that?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so what we have is an amendment to the minutes. Hold on a second. All right, so you want to add the words, the KPFA, that's an absolute statement. You want to make it say, the KPFA treasurer said the KPFA LSB had voted on the KPFA budget priorities, and
yes,
the priorities
that's fine.
Have been forwarded to the ICFO and the NFC.
Yes, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's good.
So that's an amendment. So,
okay. Does anyone have any objection to that amendment? Okay. Hearing none. We're at the minutes right now. Does anyone have any objection to entering the minutes as amended? Hearing no objection, we are on to the next item.
Okay, one second.
Thank you, R. Paul.
All right. Okay, so I've put that in. Next agenda item is discussion on financial issues leading to layoffs at WBAI.
So this is Nick for the stack.
All right.
And Bill.
Nick, Bill. Go ahead, Nick.
So can someone that's has the knowledge to provide to us, and they may not be able to, as Tamara's not on the phone tonight, but can somebody just outline what were the financial conditions at WBAI and as it pertains to the need to lay off the staff earlier this week?
I can do that as well. So, okay, I'll take it up. I have an ongoing discussion with Tamara about a bunch of metrics that I'm trying to develop, which are part of the next item on the agenda. So I'll take it up there. Thank you, Nick. Bill, were you next?
Well, I mean, if you want to answer the question or next question or...
Well, if you can.
Or do you want me to go ahead and do that? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I sent all of you some information before the meeting a couple hours ago. It's basically a cash flow crisis that we have. Try to simplify it, but this is completely the truth. Pacifica does not have the funds to continue paying WBII staff. Even with 140 days of fund drive per year, the station has not been generating enough revenue to cover its payroll. They've had to repeatedly go and ask for help to make payroll this year. And that should be setting off alarm bells in people's heads when that happens. And they've had to get the national office to pull from central service funds, from other stations, from our affiliates, affiliate program, and even for funds that should be going to Pacifica Radio Archives in order to cover payroll. I'm not sure the WBI people know that, but I mean, that's a really serious problem when you can't do that. I don't know what else is not being paid. Other bills are not current. We need to find out about that. But there was a motion passed 2 years ago by the PNB to prioritize for all stations payroll, health insurance premiums, which also, by the way, had been WBI didn't have enough funds for those several times. And then thirdly, central service payments. And all three of those have been getting worse in the last year or two for WBAI. And those are supposed to be the priority items where you put money when it comes time to pay expenses. I'm going to go on a little bit more. WBI only paid central services 1 month in FY 2019. So that's why, and then plus not having money to make payroll, it was such a drain on the rest of Pacifica. And some other stuff I guess I shouldn't mention in open session, but it's really serious. And the consequences could be very serious and immediate to Pacifica because we have to have those central services to pay financial obligations for really essential services for accounting, for payroll processing, for legal, for administrative costs, for pensions, and for audits. And if we can't get that done, if we can't get their audits done, the Attorney General is going to yank our tax exemption. And you need to think about what that means.
Yeah. Chris, can I ask Bill a follow-up question to that? Just a quick one.
Sure, Nick. Sure, Nick. Go ahead. I also have one follow-up question as well.
So, Bill, given that, has anyone quantified what the cost of continuing to operate in New York is with the fact that the staff has been laid off? Like, is there a number of fixed expenses related to the transmitter and the utilities associated with it and the rent associated with that that are fixed costs? And then the follow-up, the kind of like part B of that is, given what that number is, how will that number be paid?
Okay, good question. Well, the costs for the transmitter, including electricity and some other fees like that, plus we pay the Four Times Square, the owner of the facility, financed our purchase of the new transmitter last year for WBA. So we have to pay a certain amount on that too. So all that together is around $17,000 to $18,000 per month. Nancy might remember a little more specifically. There's actually FCA revenue that's generated each month that goes directly to the national office. That could cover that part. WBI's payroll and counting health insurance premiums, things like that, is around $60,000 a month. And then, of course, there's other expenses too, but that the payroll and health insurance and covering 1099 people is the biggest expense by far.
Bill, my follow-up question was, do you have a specific figure on the amount that's owed to the auditors? The last number I saw was 26,000. Does that sound right?
I think that's still about right. But we also will need to pay for the FY19 audit. And so we're not as far behind paying the auditors as some of our other vendors. And I guess I'm not sure I should say all that in open session, how much we owe each of them, though, but it's a lot more than that altogether. Even after using some of the or a large portion of that bequest that folks remembered that came in, that all went to past due. Most of it went to past due, you know, financial obligations, and a little bit of it went to the big loan.
Nancy, to the staff.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I'd like some more details on this quantification of WBAI's expenses. What other expenses were they going to have to pay this month that would not be, if the fund drive, well, and I mean, the fund drive that they're having, wouldn't it have covered it?
Can we answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Whoever has the information.
As well as I can. I mean, if you look at the cash flow.
If Chris has the information, if Chris has the information, I would prefer Chris to.
Okay. Yeah. Nancy, I you missed this earlier on, but unfortunately, I don't have details. I don't have the detailed, like, general ledger and spreadsheets. I only have the summary reports at this juncture. I will endeavor to get them, and I'm confident that I can get them, but I do not have them right now, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say. I went looking for them because I thought I did, actually, but I don't. So I'll have to just wait until Tamara returns, and then I will request them. And I apologize to the entire committee for not having them at hand for this meeting.
I could give the numbers from Tamara's cash flow report.
Okay.
I mean, this is projected for FY20, which we're in now. Personnel costs.
No, this coming month.
Well, I don't know per month. We'll divide this by 12. It's approximately the same. You know, now bear in mind, WBI has added some personnel in the last year or two also. That's one reason it's gotten worse, pay personnel. But the personnel cost per year is $659,749. That's for this year. Administration expenses of $458,492. Programming expenses, $168,960. Development expenses, $181,694. And then there's some minor amounts.
Bill, could you say 168,000 or whatever, you know, say it again, please.
Yeah, programming expenses of $168,960. You want me to
per
go through all of them?
Per year?
That's for FY20. That was projected for FY20. It's approximately the same for FY19.
Yes, repeat all of them, please.
Okay. Personnel costs. And this, again, this is from the cash flow report that all of you got from Tamara Swiderski, our interim CFO. Personnel costs, $659,749. There's board expenses of about $10,000. Administration expenses, $458,492. Programming expenses, $168,960. Development expenses, $181,694, and about $5,000 of community and special events.
May I ask a question, Mansoor?
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Can I point out, this is projected cash flow, not expenses. So the expenses might be larger, because what's happened this year is that they haven't had enough cash to cover all the expenses, so the difference goes into debt. And so, or it comes from other places besides WBI.
But that's what I wanted to find out. So these are cash flow, but not the expenses, not including central services, not including, you know, this and that. Is it true that WBAI has not paid for its office rent for the last 2 months?
That's what I'd heard, but I don't know if that's correct.
Oh, I can answer this.
Sure.
Well, go ahead,
no,
Paul.
It's not true. WBAI, we're not current, but we've paid one of the months. So I think we're not paid up for October at this point in time.
So we are behind.
Yeah, you know,
Yeah,
we have this relationship with the landlord at 388 Atlantic Avenue,
and
I mean that would have been made up. That would have been made up in the next couple of days, as the on-air fundraiser money came in.
Thank you, Arthur.
Nancy to the SAC.